Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Man.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of Wrestle Talk in the D. It's your boy, Greg McIntyre. They call me Greg the Mark. I have the pleasure of guest hosting this evening for my friends, and I'm excited to be here as always. And everybody else will be with us here shortly. But, Martez, if you can, would, he would say that, he'd like to thank the Lord that we can all get together tonight and for all of our friendships. And guys, thank you.
How you doing?
Well.
It's going to be an interesting night tonight, fellas. A lot to say. A lot to go over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm right with you. I'm right with you.
Well, first and foremost, let's say thank you to Greg for being able to step in and host this little shindig tonight.
Yes, sir.
Dude, it's an honor, guys. It's always great to come on and talk with you guys. Like you said, man, there's a lot to talk about. And that's how you know it's a good time to be a wrestling fan, when there's a lot to talk about, because there's nothing to talk about. There'll be nothing going on, right?
That's very true. Oh, yeah. And from what I've been hearing from Mr. Kayvon, is a very big... Big 4+1 tonight, huh?
Absolutely. This one, you guys do not want to miss it. Trust and believe.
It's going to be first 4+1 live, man. I can't wait to hear it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Man, guys, I just want to take a second and give a shout-out, if you don't mind, to a couple people.
Go ahead.
And I just want to let everybody I want to let everybody know that this Thursday, the largest independent wrestling promotion in America, GCW, is teaming up with Horror Slam to present GCW versus Horror Slam 3. And it's a stacked card. It's unbelievable from top to bottom. I don't want to take a bunch of your time running through the card, but it is being sponsored by the Detroit Wrestling Connection. That's big news, man. Horror Slam and the Detroit Wrestling Connection coming together, and they are the sponsors of Horror Slam Professional Wrestling, the new official sponsors of Horror Slam Professional Wrestling, the Detroit Wrestling Connection. And on January 29th, they got two huge events. I was actually at the venue today checking it out, kind of envisioning what it's going to be. And, man, it's going to be exciting. Obviously, the autograph signing, and then, you know, the big Royal Rumble watch party, Kayfabe the People's Band, Jessica Alabon. It's going to be a blast. Stay all night. You know, they got a bar, dude. Call an Uber, bring a designated driver, dude, party. It's going to be a blast. But I just wanted to let everybody know those two things, especially Thursday, are going on right here in the D. Tickets available through Rachel Green. And, yeah, hopefully I see some new faces on Thursday. Any of you guys going to be able to make it out?
I'm having shoulder surgery Thursday morning, so I probably won't be able to make it out.
No, I don't think you will.
And
I'll be praying for you, brother, for sure.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, and your tribal chief, unfortunately, on Thursday, I will be out at a meeting, but I will surely make the event for the 29th.
Oh, yeah, most definitely for that, yeah. But if I didn't have shoulder surgery, trust me, I'd be there Thursday, but I got to go in for shoulder surgery, so.
There's always next time. There's always next
time.
That's right. I actually have an opportunity with them, too, a little more behind the scenes, which a great opportunity for me personally that I thank the Lord for. Just, you know, prayed about the whole wrestling ring thing, and God's blessed me and things that just work themselves out. We got Briar Wellington's Pro Wrestling Reset, which, a little spoiler, it's going to be nothing but top 10 to top 20 indie guys in the country. The top available bookable guys are going to wrestle on this show. It's not going to be a long show with filler matches, no green guys, just nothing but banger matches. This is Briar Wellington's vision. And that's coming. And the big deathmatch tournament on March 18th, I'll be doing all of those dates moving forward.
Oh, yeah. I think we got a caller on the line. His name is Tyreek.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing today?
All right. How you doing, Tyreek?
Oh, man, I'm so blessed every day, man. I can't complain, not even one bit.
Love that.
Ooh,
thank you for calling us, man, and being with us this evening.
It's my pleasure.
Where are you from, Tyreek?
I'm from Michigan. I actually just moved to Florida, like, recently, like a few months ago.
Okay. I got to get out of the cold weather. I like it. I like it.
Right.
Ooh.
The smartest guy on this call right now.
Man. But Michigan will always be my home, and I'll be back down there soon for a visit. But other than that, I'm just going to enjoy this weather while I can.
Hey, Michigan will be here in May, brother. It'll be here in May. You're good.
So what's on your mind, Tyreek?
Everything that's been going on in the wrestling world today, And, you know, things that I've seen so far about what's really been on my mind lately is who's going to win the men's Royal Rumble match, who's going to win the women's Royal Rumble match, and how they're going to take the lead from then. What do you guys think about that? Like, how do you guys
who's
see
your
it?
Early
like,
pick?
Out?
Who are your early picks, Tyree, for the men's and women's Royal Rumble?
For the women's Royal Rumble, I have to say Liv Morgan. And for the men's, I have a few, honestly. There's Big E. There's AJ Styles. And there is Finn Balor, who I see as my picks as the Royal Rumble winners.
Those are some good choices.
Absolutely.
I will say, when it comes to the women's Royal Rumble, I would love for Liv Morgan to win it so they can continue her arc in that WrestleMania, let her finally, you know, like, had that big blow-off match to where she finally becomes champion. That would be great. I agree with you on that one. Now, for the men's Royal Rumble, I kind of got to go with the dark horse, and I'm picking Damian Priest.
Oh, that's
just
a good choice right
for the
there.
Simple fact, yeah, because he's been hot lately.
Dude, fantasy booking, and I know we're going to talk a little more about this later, and you put it in my head, bro. If I could pick who I would like to win it, I would love to see Jordynne Grace win it, bro. That would just be the greatest thing in the world. It would be cool for Mickie James to win it. You know what I mean? Because, man, we need some buzz. Everybody needs some buzz, right? They, especially WWE, and if they feel like they're at war with AEW and they're going to open a forbidden door or not to them, you know, because they've done it with Mickie James. It could just be a one-off thing, but, you know, if they're going there, it would be nice for her to – it would be sweet, because she's a title holder. It's not like putting someone under Mickie James – in that spot. So I think that would be the coolest ending to it and give you some buzz and something to be excited about and a reason to watch it and see where the storyline goes moving forward. And that's what I think they should do. And I hope Big E wins the Royal Rumble. I mean, that would be a cool way to book it. I'm going to go ahead and pick Big E and give him the benefit of the doubt to do something right. They can come back to Lesnar Reigns however they're going to, do your Lesnar Lashley thing, but put Big E back in the conversation at least.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Big E has gone on record, though, saying that, you know, he's not pleased with the way his title run has gone. And he's not blaming nobody but himself because he was literally saying in an interview that...
Who that's not named Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar can say they're truly happy with the way they've been booked lately? Who's been booked lately in the WWE?
Right, but what I was saying is Big E himself, no one else himself has literally gone on record saying... And it's not just booking. He was blaming himself. He wasn't blaming booking or anything else. He was saying he hasn't put himself in that position to where he felt that he was a true champion. They gave him a title run. He was happy with that. But he did not live up to the expectations. That was his own words. No one else's. And he wasn't blaming no one else. He was blaming himself. That's what you call a true competitor, a true person, because he don't put the blame on somebody else. He lives up to what he's supposed to. Now, does he deserve another title reign? Of course. Of course he does. But
how does
he
deserve the heat when he's not booking his title run? He's just doing what they ask him to do. He did the best he could do with the hand he was dealt, in my opinion. I don't think the guy should look down on his title run at all. Maybe he's saying that because he feels like he has to. I don't know, but I think that's kind of BS, honestly.
Because
that's
you're
not
saying you
fair
think that's
to of, put that on any guy.
But on a same
yeah,
hand,
I would
gotta,
love to ask Big E, what would you have done different? that was in your power that could have changed that perception that you have. I don't think there's anything he personally could have done to change that.
The man's words he spoke himself in an interview. He was asked a question. He answered it as honestly as he could. When you say you think that's BS, you're pretty much saying that you think what Biggie thinks is BS, because he wasn't told to say this. He wasn't told to do this. He spoke from the heart. He spoke true words. So at the end of the day, when it is the person saying that he or she didn't live up to their own expectations, no one else's, their own expectations, you cannot help but
have a follow-up question to that. That leaves so many questions, because like I said, I would like to know where he feels like he fell short, because I don't feel like he had much control over where that title run went or the way he was able to, you know, work with it. It just seems like a company man response to that question.
I get what you're saying, but what he was saying, him himself, was not scripted. He was not told to say anything. Let's take an everyday life experience.
Okay. The WWE higher-ups, they don't appreciate their folks going on podcasts and burying the company either. You know what I mean? That's kind of frowned upon.
Now, I get what you're saying.
Is he just saying the right thing?
He was speaking true from his heart. You can't blame the guy for that. So what you say is, like, you feel that's a company man excuse. I mean, the same could be said for Roman Reigns. I have leukemia. I have to leave. But the thing is at the end of the day, you can't fault the man for believing what he believes. Because even in my everyday life, I go to work every day. I do the same stuff every day. And I'm like, you know, could I do a job better? Of course I could. Do I do the job the best to my potential? I mean, it's an everyday thing. Every single person on God's green earth has their own expectations they have to live up to. Regardless if you work for a multi-million-dollar corporation, a billion-dollar corporation, if you're in the public eye, if you're not, it's everyone has their own expectations. Now, Vince McMahon was happy with the way things went for Big E in his title run. But to further the storyline for Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, they gave Brock the title. Now, that took it off the table. Big E literally was asked that one question. He answered it as honest as he could. And for anybody, I'm sorry, I have to disagree with you. For anybody to say that that's BS, that was that man's true feelings and true words. So that's pretty much saying that you don't disrespect what the man has to say.
I'm not disrespecting what he said, but anytime I hear something that perhaps doesn't hold water, doesn't seem right, you think back, because this happened, like somebody will say something to me and then you think back and be like, wow, yeah, I can see that. But like in this case, I look back, I don't see where Big E was phoning it in. And he's just disappointed with the outcome and the reaction he got. And he just, you know, he could just be a man of integrity trying to take responsibility and not putting it on anybody. But I don't think even if he felt that way that he would have answered that question. Well, WWE booked my title run for shit. With, you know, guys main event or not, getting a hucked left and right, like Braun Strowman main evented a pay-per-view and then got fired, you know, shortly thereafter. The Fiend was the hottest thing going, which, you know, there's a other story. Maybe there was, you know, some Antonio Brown going on back there. I don't know. But I don't think Big E would have come on there and been like, yeah, it was just real bad booking. They just didn't know how to book my title run. Maybe they shouldn't even make me the champion.
Well, I mean, everyone has a right to their own opinion.
Yeah, I will say one thing. I do feel like they could have did a better job of, like, booking this title run, because I remember I saw a post on someone posted on social media. I forgot what it was compared to his title reign for, like, what, a few months compared to Roman Reigns, a year and a half title reign. He was successful up until successful in all his defenses until day one. And then he was, like, in and out when it came to, like, winning matches and losing matches. So I guess in his mind, he also felt like he didn't, like, look like a type of WWE championship material guy that he should live up to those expectations, because, you know, like people say all the time, not everyone is, like, WWE champion, or you don't see a whole lot of people that could be able to, like, be the face of the company, especially with now these days, how the way they've just been, like, going back and forth, dropping titles like it's hot potato and stuff. But I do like the way how they did gave him a chance, because I remember he also said it on Renee's podcast, how the way he was so tired of holding that damn briefcase. And I was like, yeah, man, you know, express how you feel, man. I mean, because not everyone has that opportunity to also win the briefcase as well. So, really, I thought he's all about, like, putting aside your ego and your pride and what's really more important to you, you know? Like, people being released from WWE over to AEW, you know, some people are not willing to let go of their ego or their pride. But Biggie, I just feel like to him, it was all about expectations. And, you know, I feel like he does deserve another title run, to be honest, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm just, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, the man spoke true words. So I can't help but respect for what he said. You know, now rather he was
Josh,
giving a line of bull
crap. Have you ever had a friend that you care about that just had a misfortune that something happened to him, and you had to tell him, a brother that you love, like, bro, it wasn't your fault? This might be one of those situations. Maybe I use a bad choice of words. Say, I call BS. It's probably a bad choice of words. But I think it's, maybe that's a better way for me to make my point, is like that. You know, your friend that's down and saying, man, I messed up. Like, dude, it wasn't your fault. This is one of them, buddy, it wasn't your fault situations.
Now, I get what you're saying. I'm just telling you that, you know, you can't always go. What I'm trying to say is you can't always go with the grain. And with professional sports and wrestling mostly, you know, everyone's like, if you're a champion, you got to live up to the champion's expectations of what that company is. Little, almost little to no times do people actually see the true person. All they see is the character. And my thing is at the end of the day, if you could see the true person or hear the true person, regardless of who it is, you cannot fault that person for feeling the way they want. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't think,
how
you know, like,
at the
end of
the true person is talking, man? Workers go so back and forth.
You could just tell. Big E, when he's on TV, talks so, like, over the top. When he's doing interviews behind the curtains and stuff like that, behind the scenes and stuff, and I'm not talking interviews that you see on TV. I'm talking actual, like, radio interviews and stuff like that. The dude's talking from the heart. Just like The Miz, he does the same. I mean, a lot of the wrestlers, but there are some wrestlers who just constantly stay in character. The Undertaker, for example. Almost all his entire career at WWE, he stayed in character. He barely broke character. I think out of the entire time he was The Undertaker, he only broke character maybe a handful of times. That's how you can tell, because when you're talking, you hear, oh, New York or Detroit or whatever. The dude is so colorful when he's talking on TV, you can tell when he's really being himself when he's not talking the way he does. That goes for anybody.
Josh.
I mean, for Christ.
Josh, you know I love you, and I hope you love me after today, because I still love you, but I'm going to say this, and you're not going to love it. You might be getting worse.
All right, here we go.
I don't
give you...
Bad guys don't
give
do shoot interviews.
They can't.
No. I know what a shoot interview is. I've seen them. I've seen almost all the shoot interviews there is. I'm going to give you an example.
How many guys can get away with doing a true shoot?
Let's go on to the next subject.
Okay.
How about you
let's
do your
talk
big
about
four
the
plus
first...
one?
Let's
okay,
go
Lon,
right
do your big four,
four
plus,
plus
one.
One.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is I, the Travel Chief, and in this week's Big 4 Plus 1, ladies and gentlemen, it has gotten hot. Number one, is Paul Heyman a side chick? As you guys seen on SmackDown, did you know Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, and Paul Heyman, they was all going back and forth with the, at the end, Roman Reigns gave Brock Lesnar a Superman punch because of the fact he was yelling at Paul Heyman. Because he said, that storyline goes. Number two, Brock Lesnar is a good baby face. My God, today. At that first, Brock, you know, I ain't really like Brock. But now that he's a baby face, he is hilarious. Let me tell you, Friday night, Monday night, I mean, this storyline between Bobby and Roman is hilarious. Impact and WWE collabing. If you guys seen on Friday night SmackDown, Charlotte Flair was giving her little promo and wrestlers from different companies within the Royal Rumble, such as Mickie James, who is currently the Knockout Impact Champion. She will be in the Royal Rumble, so that should be very interesting. Number four, Becky Lynch. Did Becky Lynch bite off more than she can chew? If you guys seen on yesterday, did you guys see D-Drop has won a chance to fight Becky Lynch, but Becky Lynch could not slam D-Drop. That could be an interesting one at the Royal Rumble. And last but not least, the word pay-per-views will no longer be in WWE. As you can tell, the Royal Rumble, it was the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, but now it is not. It's just the Royal Rumble. So any WWE event that will be coming up, it will not have the Royal pay-per-view in it anymore. Tune in next week for another Big 4 Plus 1. And I'm telling y'all do not want to miss next week either. Back to you guys in the studio.
That was a good
Thank
Big
you,
4
brother.
Plus 1.
No problem. No
Big
problem.
One, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Royal Rumble's coming up, man. That's our other big topic tonight, dude. The Forbidden Door. What do you think about the Forbidden Door?
Well,
Tyree,
I think the
you
Forbidden
go ahead.
Door. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Kayvon? No.
Yeah.
Kayvon, go ahead, then Tyreek, and then Greg. I'll go last.
Okay. The Forbidden Door, to me, you know, I like the Forbidden Door, only because you never know who's going to walk out of that Forbidden Door. So, you know, WWE should keep it around for a couple of years.
I believe we got Dominic on the line, too.
Yeah. What was the topic?
The forbidden door, brother.
Forbidden doors. Let me see. These are called what doors?
The forbidden door.
The forbidden
it's
door.
It's what they call the imaginary forbidden door between wrestling companies. So, you know, the big news right now in wrestling, you know, been announced recently that Mickey James, the Impact Knockouts champion, is going to be competing in the Royal Rumble. And, you know, it's a big first-time thing, and, you know, it's really got a lot of buzz in the wrestling community about what else we could or might want to see come out of the Forbidden Door.
Gotcha. I feel like for me, for Forbidden Door, one thing I've always thought it was cool to me, in my opinion, like, you remember back then when TNA had a six-sided ring? I just thought about something like that. If any other Western companies had something like that, if they ever would have went through that direction, I thought, in my personal opinion, that would be very cool to see something like that happen. And another thing, too, I think that is very nice, and I would like to see someone like Jordan Grace enter the Royal Rumble as well, man or woman as well, in one match.
That's a good point. She's a competitor worthy of that too. They could, I would like to see. We've seen McMahon let Jericho work with New Japan, you know, and if we could open up that door, there's so much talent that I would love to see from New Japan, you know, like their champion Okada or Naito, or, you know, one of those big international names. That would be really great. I would like to see it, if there's more of it as surprises. Let's see somebody we've never seen in the Fed before. You know, that would be great to see. Like, and I'm totally biased because I know the guy and love him, and I've been a fan of his for years before he was ever in Impact. But Trey Miguel, man, he is, and he's bookable on the indies, but he's legit a top 10 in the country guy. And the current X Division champion, this guy, it would be great to see him and see him do some spots in the ring with Ricochet, because he's a very similar style to Ricochet if you've seen him on Impact. And it just, you know, some legendary moments could happen there. And it would be really cool to see some legendary matchups opening that going into WrestleMania. I think they could really generate a lot of buzz. I hope they don't blow this opportunity. I mean, like, while we're talking about Mickey James, you know, and this is going to call Tony Khan's bluff, man. If he starts reacting a certain way, you're going to know, you know, that a lot of what the guy has said is just that, you know, what he wants to be heard.
Yeah.
I don't think that Forbidden Door is opening. Not now.
Agreed. I think we got Dominic with us now too. You there, Dom?
Daddy's home. What's going on?
There he is. We've been waiting for you all night, brother.
What's going on, y'all?
We're talking about the Forbidden Door.
Forbidden Door.
Yeah. And we have a guest with us, Tyreek. What do you think of the Forbidden Door rule, Dominic?
It's about goddamn time. But it's out of desperation. Vince, dumbass, realized, yeah, Martez, I'm cussing because I'm upset. That he has no...
Martez ain't with us tonight.
Nope. Oh, he's not? Okay, good.
No, that, Greg is our special guest host.
Oh, that's what's up, yeah. He has no body. He has no names. No legit names. I appealing names for both men's and females Royal Rumble. So, I don't know. It's two things. I know he what I, like I'm saying, he doesn't have any name. But I feel like if somebody on that creative panel in WWE is persuade Vince to do this for a test of opening the forbidden doors, finally got him to open it up for something down the road and greater, if you ask me. This we'll see at the Royal Rumble. Is it a success, failure? Did it did anything for Vince? That's my two cents on it.
I hope they don't blow it. I hope they really allow it to open and really do business with some of these companies. And it's, he used to do it a long time ago.
I'm going,
he was cool Lots with sending guys to other promotions and bringing guys in for one-off, you know, and they just stopped, you know.
If you can, try to come up there, bro. I'll try to see what I can do. All right.
I hope it's a full opening of some forbidden doors. Josh, what do you think?
My bad, now you gotta forgive me. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
There's a name that I keep thinking of that keeps popping in my head every time I think the forbidden door being open and that they're working with Impact. They got the women's Impact champion. Why not get the men's? Get Moose in that men's Royal Rumble. That would be a very good way of doing the forbidden door. Get both your top champions of Impact. Come on, you can't get better than that.
And you got to let these folks get down to towards the end. You really got to put their guys over some, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, see,
hey,
here's the thing.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Real quick, do you guys smell an invasion coming?
No.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so.
Not going to happen.
Thank you.
You know why?
Thank you.
Well, it won't happen from Impact to WWE, but it will happen in Impact because they've already started it with Ring of Honor.
Let me tell
you
this.
That's the only invasion you're going to get.
If an invasion happens, WWE is not going to let another company go over in an invasion. They're going to bury them. So, you know, invasion like that in WWE, that's not – they're not going to come out looking strong. I think it will be
regrettable if Impact allowed that. Let's face it, any company that works with WWE, if they try any invasion, I don't care if it's Impact, All Japan, MLW, AEW, I don't care who you are, WWE will never let their top guys go down over their competition. It will never happen. I don't care who you are. The only reason they even did a WCW invasion is because they didn't know what to do with half of the damn talent they bought. And the half of the talent that they did buy sucked, by the way, other than like maybe two or three people.
Yeah.
And I don't think WWE is wanting to do another invasion.
Booker T is the
That's
only
right.
guy that really was a star that was made
That's
a
right.
star out of it.
But
the only
mean,
other
I,
one.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only other one who actually came even remotely to being a star after Booker T was the Hurricane. And the only reason is because he played up to the kids and they all love superheroes. That's the only reason.
I think he got over on a fluke. And really, that little segment with The Rock really didn't hurt either. That's when you really started getting
right.
a push, when he did that little thing with The Rock, which all the power to him, and the guy is actually a great wrestler. But like you said, he enjoyed his most success. He got over most as like pretty much a mid-card comedy act. But
exactly.
You know, by dumb luck, really.
Yeah. I agree with that one. Now, what was you going to say, Dom?
I forgot what I was going to say. But, let's keep it moving.
Now, there's a couple other names from Impact that I would love to see entered and cross that forbidden door, and Rosemary's one of them. Put her in that Women's Royal Rumble, I guarantee you she goes far.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that, Kayvon?
Well, when you said Moose, I was going to just say you asking for a fight there. Because as we know, Moose has said some things about, you know the Tribal Chief and, other wrestlers. So if he is in the Royal Rumble, if he wins the Royal Rumble, then we could have a nice little challenge on our hands. WrestleMania, I can see it now. Moose versus Roman versus Brock.
I will say.
What?
Dom?
We might have
think
just
we lost Dom.
give me a 2-minute break, fellas.
All right. This is what I say. Let Moose enter the Rumble. Let Moose win the Rumble. Have yourself the match Roman Reigns versus Moose at WrestleMania, for the simple fact because I think that forbidden door was open a long time ago when Moose did that first interview and he was talking about the champions in WWE. So maybe that was the beginning stages of this deal. You never know. And let's face it, that match, I would rather see that match than see Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, and that's the God's honest truth.
How many times have you seen Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns?
One was done for me. One match was good for me. I don't need to see them wrestle again.
How many times have they wrestled at WrestleMania? Like three? That's just WrestleMania. I like where they're going with it, and a title for title. I don't think this is the time. Like, all right, if they do that and they do that now, where does that leave the Royal Rumble winner? That sounds stupid. And they did talk about, title for title. Maybe they do that right before Mania and the Royal Rumble winner makes it a Mania. But I got to say, dude, I don't think that Moose should be in the main event of WrestleMania. Maybe the main event of pay-per-view, but not. A Kenny Omega, maybe. But not, and I mean, I like Moose, but I don't think he's over on that level to be that guy.
Hey, real possibility, guys. You think that the Royal Rumble winner for the men may be up-and-comer or mid-carder that may can challenge the NXT champion? Wink, wink.
I think that would
Who
be
would
a demotion.
Who would you like to see win it in that spot?
I don't know. Like I was listening to, I think, Jim Cornette's podcast, and I think him and his co-host mentioned that. And I was just
I would
like,
love to see
cool.
Moose challenge Bron Breakker.
Because, I mean, you got to think about
intriguing.
It. You got to think about it. Did Charlotte Flair win the Female Royal Rumble when she challenged Rhea Ripley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but that kind of, in my opinion, when you win the Royal Rumble.
What do you do? What work?
What?
I mean, because right now, got the big names I mean, that Brock and Roman feud, even though I agree with who I don't want to see, I really don't want to see it. But it's Vince. All he cares about names to dollar signs.
Exactly.
So
here's my thing. I was thinking, whoever wins the men's Royal Rumble match, cool, fine and dandy. Brock
right.
wins his match. Roman wins his match. First night of WrestleMania, you have title versus title out of Brock and Roman. Whoever wins that and becomes the sole champion then has to go on the following night of WrestleMania, since there's two nights, and then the winner of the Royal Rumble challenges for the title. That would be a good way to go, but that's not how they're going to go.
You know what? I
Absolutely.
Didn't even think of the second night, and you're right. They could have their cake and eat it, too. You could have a high-profile main event and still have Brock and Roman title for title, actually. Wrestle Kingdom just did something very similar last year. They had the IWGP Championship defended, and the IWGP Intercontinental Championship was defended, and the next night, the IWGP Intercontinental and World Champions collided, and they had a dual champion, which that's why they have a new belt now. And again this year, because Will Ospreay was the champion, and he actually was seriously hurt, so they had a new champion. So the guy that won the G1, it's like winning the Royal Rumble gets you WrestleMania title shot. Winning the G1 tournament gets you the Wrestle Kingdom title shot. So Okada won, and he won the title on night one, and then they unified the interim championship with the initial championship on night two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's actually a great idea, and it's not copying booking. It's just a smart way to have your highest profile expert both nights of start.
Yeah. I truly believe whoever wins Royal Rumble should not challenge for any NXT titles, for the simple fact, to me, if you look at the Charlotte thing, all right, she won the Rumble, she challenged for the NXT title, and then she was kind of delegated to just holding the NXT title until whenever, and I'm like, that
literally, until she lost it so she could go back to the major. Like, yeah, you're right.
Right.
Winning the Royal Rumble is, like, the biggest accomplishment you can have. It's, like, bigger than winning the Money in the Bank, because you get the headline, the biggest show of the year, and she's like, that's right, I'll take the minor league champion, which, in storyline, it makes sense. But if you ever revisit that, it is going to destroy the value of that Royal Rumble thing. That, I think it paints it when the champion... The Royal Rumble challenger is not the main event, you know? I think that's like, no, dude, that's because they changed the main event. Headline, not the main event.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would like to get all your inputs on this. The question I have is, should a big name person win the Royal Rumble? In my opinion, I think the Kevin Owens, the Seth Rollins, and AJ Styles, it's time that WWE pushes the underdog. Because I, quite frankly, I'm tired of all the big guys and all the big name guys getting everything. Because at the end of the day,
you gotta think about making your next stars too. That's why everybody, AJ Styles said it in an interview one time. He said, you can't always be at the top of the card. He's like, you know, you are at the top of the card for a season, and then, you know, you might be middle card. You might even be closer to the opening match for a while, but you know, you got to work your way up and down the card, and you got to build those next talents. So I was you, but I don't think the Royal Rumble and the WrestleMania main event is the place to do that, because the WrestleMania main event should be the two best title matches or the best title match there could possibly be?
That's a good point. Now, let's take that into consideration. So you got at the Royal Rumble, the four biggest names in the WWE on the men's side right now. You got Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, which is everyone's saying is a big dream match, which I don't really care to see that match neither. Then Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns for like the 1,000,000th time. So now that all four of them are in picture, title pictures right now, my thing is okay, you can have Big E win the Royal Rumble. That would be good. That would please the fans and everything like that. You have AJ Styles. But see, the thing is, it's going to get to a point to where every single person who watches the Royal Rumble is going to be able to predict who's going to win the Royal Rumble, at least on the men's side, not the women's side, but the men's side. And the problem with that is at the end of the day, once your product becomes predictable, it starts to become stale. You know, I'm saying push.
So predictable, because it could. I've read that they had big plans for Seth Rollins. He, I mean, odds-wise, has a high chance to win it. I don't think it's so cut and dry. I hope it's not obvious when it's happening. You know what I mean? Like, that. I hope it's not, because there has been years where it gets down like, all right, I see what's going on here. Roman Reigns is winning this. You know what I mean? It's like, I love the Royal Rumble. That, besides the Money in the Bank, my favorite match of the year.
It
is my
favorite match
of the year. Money in the Bank's a close second.
All right. We got 8 minutes left of the show. Tyreek, are you still with us? All right. I guess Tyreek's not with us no more. You guys got any final thoughts you want to give or anything you want to promote or anything like that?
Absolutely. Two things. One, I hope that this man will be in the Royal Rumble, and I hope he wins it. If not, it'll be fine. Silicoa. That's right. I'm calling on the other member of the Bloodline real soon, or real shortly. And number two, January 29th. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We will be at Imagine Theater with a live concert from K-Fate People's Band. A live.
Oh, go!
Yeah, just know it'll be fun. You know, the Rolling Watch Party, so be there or be square. I have somebody coming. Yeah.
Yo. Since Martez isn't here, how freaking sexy is Jessica Elabon?
I'm pleading the
fifth. You can find out why.
I'm not touching that.
At the. I'm just saying, dude. I mean, it's after midnight. I'm just saying. So, yeah, there's that.
You're trying to get put through a
check
table
out,
at
man.
This event.
Dude, man, it's yeah, it's definitely gonna be worth the trip, dude. It's gonna be a blast the whole night, man. The autograph signing, and then you know there's a little break, and then the big concert with Coco. If you ain't seen K-Fabe the People's Band, man, you're missing out, dude. They're so awesome, and you know, especially you're a wrestling fan, they play themes and great, and not just the music they're playing, but such a show, man. Coco's such a showman, and his wonderful bride, man, and the whole band there, such an awesome show. And then the camaraderie, and I met Kayvon actually at the Imagine Theater watch parties. Just a blast, dude, with some of the coolest folks, man. And I give you a rumor that at least one local indie star and a local indie legend are possibly going to appear there too in a, you know, social capacity. But cool to, you know, meet everybody. It's tough because there's two local shows that day, which the WWE sucks for making that on a Saturday. I mean, it's been Sunday pay-per-view since I was a kid. Besides, like, Survivor Series used to be on Wednesday. There was Tuesday night in Texas. There was a Taboo Tuesday. Besides that, in the last, like, 30 years, Sunday's pay-per-view day, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Really got our got our fan base spread out, unfortunately, on Sunday with their two indie shows, and one of them, unfortunately, I'm booked on. I'm not even going to be able to make it there. But you know where my heart will be, man. You see what I'm promoting. January 29th, the place to be is the Royal Oak Imagine Theater, man, on Main Street.
Dom, you got any final thoughts? I think we may have lost Dom.
Poor Dom's going through it tonight, man. He did everything he could to try to be with us tonight. Shout out to Dom, man. And shout out, dude, to all of our fellow podcasters in Detroit, man. And my brothers at the Pro Wrestling Edge, they, no offense to anybody, but in my opinion, the best wrestling podcast in Michigan, dude. They, awesome, awesome show. And, you know, doing awesome things on Michigan Independent Weekly and Wrestling Rage and the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. They'll be coming back from hiatus soon. And, of course, you guys all, man, it's cool, man. A lot of cool people doing podcasts in this town. It's cool to see people, you know, coming together and working together and promoting one another. And that's what it's all about, you know what I mean, the fellowship and because ain't nobody getting rich on here tonight. You know what I mean? We do it because we love it. We love each other. We love wrestling. You know what I mean? And that's what it's all about. God put us all together. You know, we got this strange obsession with this weird art thing that we call wrestling, you know, and we share that. And, you know, regardless of where we're from or what we look like, it brings us all together as one. And we need more things that bring people all together as one these days.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I thank God for that.
Yeah. Well, my final thought is, hold on 1 second, I'm sorry. All right. My final thought, and I got about a minute left. I am working on some surprises, some big surprises for upcoming shows. I'm also working on some stuff behind the scenes that I'm going to keep secret for now. But as they always say, big things popping, little things stopping. That's what I got to say.
That's what's up, man. Make sure you tag me when you're ready to announce these things so I can share them and help you promote them, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah. I would like to say before we go, God bless this podcast. God bless my podcasters. Okay. And at the end of the day, God bless everyone.
Absolutely. God, thank you and thank the Lord Jesus, man, for bringing us all together and allowing us all to be here tonight. And shout out to our, you know, special guest caller, Tyreek, that called in tonight, man, from Florida where the weather is better. Shout out to Dom, who's going through it tonight. Shout out to Kayvon. Thank you for your 4+1. Josh, as always, dude, I absolutely love doing shows with you, dude. It's always a blast. And shout out, of course, to my brother, Martez, who I love very much. And everybody, have a great night, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yep.